Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they put you in and cut me out.
Okay, should I hang up?
Oh my God, what is going on here?
Okay, all right, I'll hang up.
No, they put you in and cut me out.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Vito Capasio, and we're talking with Dr. Jim Bachman, and we're talking about how we all feel now and what's actually going on. And, of course, Dr. Jim is a specialist. He's a board-certified clinical nutritionist and a doctor of chiropractic. And I happen to own an advertising agency. I've been involved in media for a long time. And anyway, our topic today is to sort of see how people are coping with what's going on and what we need to do, or what we feel strong enough to do. And hopefully Dr. Jim will be getting on the line
well,
soon.
Good morning, Vito.
Good morning, Dr. Jim. How are you?
I am very fine, thank you. I certainly do appreciate you opening the program, and welcome.
Well, it's nice that you invited me. I didn't realize I would somehow accidentally become the host, but that's okay.
Okay. Electronically, things happen like that, so at least we're there.
Right.
So it's really, really important that you and I have a great conversation today, and I'm sure we will. And we want to address some of the issues that folks are having. A lot of folks are having fear. Fear is a big issue. So from a business standpoint, Vito, tell us what you do. I know you have an advertising agency, but what else do? To keep yourself busy and keep you from going crazy at home?
Right.
Because we're in Pennsylvania, and we are not allowed to go out.
Right, exactly. I do also have a website, and it's called carcruises.com. I've had it for about 20 years now, and we just upgraded it and made it phone-friendly. So we decided to, in fact, you gave me an excellent suggestion to do an online car cruise because we're all confined to our house. So we tried that. We've done 10 of them so far, and we send them out probably about 11 o'clock at night. Last night it went out at 1. But I'm amazed how many people open it up and view it. And it's just basically a video of car cruises and stills of still photographs and links to all my sponsors. And so that's part of what I've been doing, and just trying to reassure my clients. I mean, no one's taking this lightly. I mean, I'm not. It's very serious. But at the same time, we have to function and try to be prepared for the other side. So
I agree, and there is another side, and that's part of the problem, because this is a situation. This COVID-19 is a situation that's never existed before. It's never involved all of the world, and there's no place that's not being touched. And I think it's important that folks understand that there is an end to this eventually. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's cyclic in nature, as all things are, just like when, the moon goes around the earth every 30 days and the earth goes around the sun 365 days a year. So it is cyclic in nature. And the biggest thing, in my opinion, as a natural health care practitioner and a doctor that's interested in helping prevent problems occur if possible, is making sure that your nutritional status is up to snuff, so to speak. And that's one of the key factors that we want to address. And Vito and I discussed earlier in the day, you know, what can you do from an advertising standpoint, from a car cruise organizer, what can you do to help relieve fears and stress of folks that are sequestered at home?
I think one of the things I'm advising my clients to do is to, if they have a business, to update their Google My Business listing. And why that's important is because if you and your business have changed your hours or changed what you're doing, this way, right away, it's an easy thing. If people have a business and they've never done it, as long as you get a Gmail account, which is free, and you can either enter your business information, you can enter your hours. Being that I'm in the house now, I went in and changed mine to say that I'm open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, because people can call me and I can answer their problems. And I've had, surprisingly, I've had a person call me this morning about an issue, which I might have thought they might not have ever called me, or not for a long time. So I think that people want answers, and we just have to be ready to help people when we can, even if we're in our house.
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, when you're communicating, we are social beings. We hate being alone. And even though we don't like being in crowds and we want to be socially distancing ourselves right now, it's hardwired into us that we enjoy the company of others. We seek the company of others. And that's part of the problem that we have now, the fact that you are limited in your travels and your freedoms and things of that nature. But that's something that will pass. And I think it's important that people understand that that will pass. I got a article here today from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I was so excited when I saw this because, and I did post it on my Facebook page, so you can go there and you can read the article yourself. And if you can't get into my Facebook page, then you can email me, askingdrjim@gmail.com, or you can contact me through Facebook or Twitter or Messenger. So what the article says, it says the immune system, doctors are exploring the fact that they're recommending fruits, vegetables, and no vitamin or mineral deficiencies for a healthy immune system. So when you read the article, it'll hit you right in the face that your diet is very, very important. Now, we are not saying here that, because I have to do a disclaimer, because the FDA says you cannot say that vitamins and minerals will protect you against a disease or will cure a disease, and that's the caveat there, cure. But a healthy body, in my opinion and experience, and that's what these doctors are saying too, that a healthy body that has the nutrients that it needs can defend itself much, much better. And that's important to know that information. So from a standpoint, if you're at home and you want to know what you can do as an individual, because in this situation of being sequestered at home, we feel helpless. And helpless has a tendency to let us slip into fear, and fear slips into doubt. So we want to help folks understand that they can do everything they can do, not only by washing their hands thoroughly, not only by distancing themselves, or if they're out getting groceries or whatever, wear gloves, wear a mask, whatever you feel is appropriate, but to understand that your immunity is ultimately important in prevention and staying healthy. So this article was put out by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and you may want to read it. It's a lot of good information, and basically says eat healthy. So you can look through your pantry. Do you have good fruits and vegetables? Are you eating more sugar, which is very common whenever you're under stress? People have a tendency to consume more foods that are associated with good feelings, or what we call comfort foods. So that being said, if you would like information on that, you can listen to these programs we're putting on. You can go to my website, askingdrjim.com. You can contact me for more information. You can contact Vito if you would like some things that you can do as a business person or as an individual who would like to, who likes cars. By the way, Vito, I saw a picture of the newest Corvette yesterday.
Wow.
That's being released, and I'll tell you, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, it's really something to see. Another point I wanted to make, Dr. Jim, is I have one client. I have my main clients in the pool business, and She's very innovative, and so she made, I said, can you make some content? So she made a video explaining how people can drop off a water sample, leave it at the door, call, you know, and someone will help, you know, they don't have to walk into the store. So you got to do stuff like that. But another thing is a lot of businesses right now are not used to selling stuff online. They're not prepared to it. Restaurants, like in her particular case, her sister created a form where they listed all the content that they sell for water treatments, which you are allowed to sell, and they're allowed to do service. And anybody can do this. It's a company called Cognito Forms, C-O-G-N-I-T-O Forms. And you just go to the website, and this way you have something. And I posted it on Sunday, and she had an order for $120 in 15 minutes. So it's not something that's pipe dream. It's something that people want and need. But I think that, you know, we just have to stay positive. I am limiting my television viewing and my radio listening to maybe just listening to what's important. And that's it. I'm not getting in that sinkhole of just constantly watching the same thing over and over again. I spend time in the news business. I have a journalism degree. My wife does. But this is a little bit different now. It's making people feel even worse. And that's what we don't want to happen. We're taking it very seriously. But at the same time, I think your point about taking proper food and fruits and vegetables. I think water, you've said in the past, is extremely important. And actually gargling with salt water, I think you told me as well. So that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Well, there's a lot of other things that we haven't discussed in this 15 minutes. But, you know, folks, I have counseled folks for 40-some years. And the biggest question that I seem to get that seems to be universal is, what can I do? What can I do? Folks don't realize that it's very, very important that you and only you can take responsibility for your health. So if you want to share this broadcast, don't hesitate to share it. And by sharing it, you're taking the important step for giving people information that they can self-help. Sit down with your family and write down what you're eating, and you'll be absolutely amazed at what you think you're eating, how much you think you're eating, and actually how much you are eating. I find universal that when people are under stress, and believe me, the whole world, the whole planet is under stress right now because of that unknown factor that triggers that fear response in our body. We call it the fight or flight mechanism. And that's normally, it's a normal response. It increases your heart rate. It gets your blood sugar level crazy, and it makes you, your eyes open up brightly, and you can see things you haven't seen before, and it's preparing you to defend yourself. That's how important it is. But when you're constantly, as Vito said, constantly being bombarded with the news of negativity and negativity and negativity, it triggers that response subconsciously and continues to fuel it. That's why you're tired all the time. That's why you're going to the fridge every time you walk by it and open it up or pick up the cookie or put the pizza in the oven or whatever. And therefore, you're filling in with foods that don't produce better health. So sit down. Matter of fact, you can do a family project. Get on the internet and explore foods for improving your health, and you'll be amazed. Read this Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article. You'll be amazed. Doctors are recommending not only natural health practitioners, but physicians that have the experience and the knowledge to know that the body has the ability to defend itself if it has all the ammunition. Very, very important. Well, Vito, from your area, you're in the Pittsburgh area, which is southwestern Pennsylvania. What do you see going on locally that's different that folks can do to help relieve some of their stress?
I think there's a lot of walking. Dr. Jim, I think we're at the close of our program. If you want to reach Dr. Jim Bachman, his number is 724-836-5408. He's at 938 St. Clair Way, Greensburg. And I'm at carcruises.com. Thanks, Dr. Jim, for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Vito. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.